Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we've got some very good news for fans of NXT Black and Gold.
Another ex-WWE talent debuts in AEW.
AEW has announced its next big celebrity match.
And a huge match is set for AEW Grand Slam next week. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I like the way you said huge there.
Huge!
Very pleasing.
This is the news.
Speaking of pleasing, TakeOver is coming back. Yeah.
Okay. I feel slightly better now.
There you go. It kind of goes hand in hand with yesterday's story about Black and Gold. We all saw the logo transformation. If you've not watched yesterday's news video, check it out. We covered the whole thing there. But Black and Gold seems to be coming back. NXT 2.0 is officially in the mud, it seems. And now, according to FIFO Select, yeah, TakeOver's on the way back, baby. That's pretty cool. If you're into Black and Gold, if that was your jam back in the day, you're probably fired up about this, and I'm right there with you. Per this report here, there's no word on what the extent of the transformation towards Black and Gold is going to be as of yet. However, these things are going to be back. It's noted, as part of this, that WWE have Halloween Havoc scheduled in as not a weekly TV special, my friends, as it has been for the past few years. It is going to be a premium live event on Saturday, the 22nd of October. Now, that's what it's been penciled in for. There's no word on whether or not it's going to be TakeOver Halloween Havoc or just like a separate PLE, but regardless, you're going to get your TakeOvers again. That's pretty cool. TakeOver went the way of the dodo in August 2021. That was
the last one.
Turn of
phrase.
They killed it off when they revamped developmental, and now they've just been doing like the weekly. Well, you've had a few exceptions like Stand and Deliver.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's taken place out with the TV slot, but usually your Great American Bashes did that. Was that?
Yeah,
that was one. Tuesday night, they're doing like a TV special. They do it over 2 weeks sometimes, but yeah, cool. I mean, they haven't been able to do like a proper takeover outside of Orlando since like. Well, it would have been Portland, wouldn't it? February 2020, because then bad stuff happened to the world and we couldn't go outside anymore. But yeah, there you go. It's going to be interesting. I think one of the big things with getting rid of TakeOver was like when you looked at 2.0 and what it was going to be and it was full of people who hadn't wrestled much, you're like, well, you're not really going to be able to match the match quality.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe now if he's bringing people back, if people like Oney Larkin are coming through and there's some extremely talented people on that roster, of course, like your Carmelo Hayes and your Cameron Grimes and people like that, to the Mars.
Oh.
I'm here for it. It's just, it's news that's going to make people happy, and that makes me happy.
Yes, exactly. Like I said, as good as I am that we are losing NXT Deep Hit, maybe get one more next week because they're taping something, aren't they? But
Yeah, a
TakeOver coming back does make me very happy indeed. Because like you say, the name TakeOver, if they'd have kept it in 2.0, would have just been like, oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Weird.
It still holds a really special place in a lot of wrestling fans' hearts. And you know what to expect when Triple H says we're bringing back TakeOver. Like, I'm not suggesting that I think he's going to completely clear out all the fun. Because if you don't like NXT 2.0, I get it. If you're an NXT diehard and you're like, well, look what they've done to my boy. But...
That's like, what you're going to be like.
the fun, there is some elements of fun NXT 2.0 that needs to remain. But I admit, that if we get TakeOver back, then Triple H is not just going to let some green talent go out there, hopefully, and, you know, sully the name of TakeOver.
I think that's the dream. The dream is, like, some of the fun characters, because some of these characters are really fun, that have come to the forefront in 2.0 mixed in. What I've always wanted from it is just more good wrestling matches. Like, when you have green wrestlers, you have a lot of green matches. Now, I don't particularly enjoy watching that. I would kind of like a nice mix. Maybe that'll be cool.
Yeah, I get it's developmental, but
like, don't get me wrong, I could do without the kind of Warhammer 40k grimdark. Like,
there's a balance, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you gotta let the light in sometimes, man. It can't always be metal and skull. And I love metal and skulls, but I don't want that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Sometimes I like to listen to some shoegaze or something, you know? Yeah. Different guys.
Basically, what Carmelo Hayes and Ricochet did the other week, but on a Saturday. Yes, please.
Yeah, lots of spot fests and stuff. Do that. Spot fests are fun. Yes, if you don't like spot fests, fair enough, we have different tastes.
Yeah, you know. right, okay, let's move on because we've got another ex-WWE talent debuting in AEW. It happened at last night's tapings for Dark Elevation. The former Gran Metalik, now known as Mascara Dorada. Wrestled Serpentico. This is according to Wrestling Observer Figure 4 Online's spoilers for the event. I'm not going to tell you the result of it, so you can still watch it there. Of course, Gran Metalik asked for his release from WWE in September 2021, citing a lack of opportunities as the reason. WWE subsequently let him go in November because they have to have the final say on everything, of course.
Keep holding it for 2 months and then we will get rid of you.
Yes. but yeah, no argument. Gran Metalik is an incredibly talented in-ring individual. And look out for that.
Yeah, no word on what the extent of this could be. He might just be stopping by for one match.
Yes, All Elite graphic or anything,
Nothing like that. Very talented dude. I've always considered him, from like what he showed in New Japan and CMLL before he went to WWE, always considered him someone who was never allowed to show the full breadth of his skills. Which is a shame, because he was there for like 5 years, and he was like most times a jobber. That was mostly his role. He had a good run in the Cruiserweight Classic.
I was gonna say, I remember him in that.
All the way to the finals. Great match with Zach in particular. But yeah, here we are. Good luck to him.
Yeah.
I think he's a lot of fun. And is a chance to maybe kickstart his career a little bit. He's been on New Japan Strong. He's done a few indies here and there. But yeah, man, I'm a Mascara Dorada guy.
And yeah, Serpentico's a good guy to get his head kicked in.
And Luffer will be there. Have you seen the shape that Luffer
is? Oh, where have you been hiding that?
Look at Luffer's Twitter today, my friends. Luffer is crushing the gym. He was working out at 1 a.m. the other day, man. What a
beast. Get some sleep. I mean,
get some sleep, my friend.
Sleep's better than working out.
Sleep is good
for you. As you can probably tell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sleep enough, and I still look like a sack of crap, so what does that say? Right, AEW's next big celebrity match is... Yeah, I mean, it's what you think it is. It's Action Bronson and Hook versus Cool Hand Ange and Daddy Magic. This was confirmed on Dynamite last night. It follows All Out, where Cool Hand Ange lost to Hook... He got beaten up afterwards, Hook did, by Matt Menard. Daddy Magic came in the ring, they swarmed him, Action Bronson came over, threw them around a little bit. It was fun. It was stupid, but it was stupid good fun. Last week we got the promos back and forth, which I thought was pretty cool, and now we're getting the match. That's going to be on Rampage next week.
Mm-hmm.
So they're filming it on Wednesday for the Grand Slam show. It's in Queens, New York. That's where Action Bronson is from. Very good. He's probably going to get a really good pop, of course. The Chairman's Intent by Action Bronson. That's been Hook's theme song since day one. I'm an Action Bronson stan, not just as a rapper. I think his personality is incredible.
Yes.
F That's Delicious. Unreal show. He's got a perfect personality for pro wrestling. I have no idea if he's going to be any good or not. But I don't really care. It's a freak show, and I'm here for it, baby.
Yeah, exactly. I distinctly remember stumbling into a tent at some festival I was at and seeing Action Bronson on stage. And I don't know now whether I'd heard his music or not. But by the end, I was like, well, I love this guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He is certainly a character. It's a shame he's going to have to lose in Queens, of all places, like you say, because Daddy Magic is going to cave that prick's head in. And as we know, TK watches this and pays for it, as you often say in the comments. So TK, write a reply on Rampage, please. I'd like to see Daddy Magic and Cool Hand Ange doing their workout, because sweet Jesus, Action Bronson was chucking that dummy around.
Action Bronson is going to like lift both of them over his head at the same time.
Please be careful. They're very important to us.
The strength journey that this man has been on over the past
few
years.
Yeah, fair play. play.
He's going to do something stupid. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Like, and the bar for celebrity matches is so high now,
yeah,
as well. Like, all of them rule.
Well, apart from Snoop Dogg's
Smash
or whatever it was.
That wasn't good. But, like, Shaq, Logan Paul,
yeah,
Bad Bunny. Like, they all kick ass these days. So, hey, Action Bronson's got a job on his hands.
Yeah. Action Bronson versus Pat McAfee, WrestleMania 40 main event. That's what I'm predicting.
There you go. Oh, yeah, Pat as well. Obviously.
What a guy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And speaking of Grand Slam, Andy, we have a huge main event coming our way next week. It is the final of the Grand Slam Tournament of Champions! And it was finally confirmed on last night's show, the semi-finals. It was John Moxley versus Sammy Guevara and Chris Jericho versus Bryan Danielson. And it will be an all Blackpool Combat Club affair. John Moxley beat Sammy Guevara in the opener, despite getting right in the dick by Tay. He survived that and death rided the prick. And in character, of course. And in the main event, Bryan Danielson fought through severe injury and Chris Jericho being a little needly little git. Defeated him, tapped him out. And yes, it will be Bryan Danielson versus John Moxley to crown the new AEW World Champion, to hold that belt right until my best friend MJF can take it off them.
Of course.
He misspoke, by the way, last night. He said, meant to say one of my best friends when he was talking about Stokely.
That's right. He better correct
that. He texted me immediately afterwards.
He better tweet about that. He better make that public. If he doesn't, we're going to have some trouble.
Yeah.
It's a match everyone wanted, isn't it? Moxley versus Danielson.
You could have made an argument for any four of them, but these two are the best.
I still would have gotten a kick out of Le Champion 2.0. That would have been, he would have called himself that as well, wouldn't he? He'd have called himself 2.0. Le Champion 2.0. Yeah, it would have been great. But yeah, it's a match everyone wanted. It's going to kick ass. The first match this year ruled really hard. I can't wait.
Regal. What a tough place to be in.
What's he going to do? Is he going to do conflicting
things? I think what he's going to do, make weird comments towards Excalibur, probably.
Yeah, man in the mask. Beautiful stuff.
Very excited for Grand Slam next week, though.
Five title fights on Dynamite.
One confirmed title change, because no one's got it right now.
Yeah.
And probably a second with the Acclaimed. Yeah. It's going to be stacked, actually. I'm really looking forward to
it. Five title fights on this lineup.
Five?
Yeah. Actually, that might be spoilers because Rampage hasn't aired yet. So I won't tell you what they are.
Okay.
Just in case. So there's a lot of titles on the line. And you will have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Chris, who says, good morning, legends. Morning, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
What do you think about an injury angle for Roman? He's part-time anyway. They could remove the belts off of him without him losing them. And when he returns, he feuds with whoever injured him.
I think that we need to use the rub. I think that Roman needs to lose to somebody clean and decisively. I think that the point of building someone up for 2 years, well, over 2 years now, as this kind of indomitable mountain of a man who's like a star above everyone else and is this force and all of that stuff, I think you do that so that the next guy up can beat them and therefore get a bigger rub. So I'm not into this kind of thing. I'm not into stripping him of the titles.
He's established now, isn't he? He's not going to lose anything by losing. He's still going to be the tribal chief.
He's been built up to put someone over, and I think that's what you should do. That's for me.
That person for me. It's Cody Rhodes.
That person, for me, is Serpentico. No, he's the wrong company. That person for me is I don't know. I've got no one. It's Cody Rhodes.
R-Truth.
I did it at the live show. I was like, hey guys, what about Seth Rollins? Everyone went boo. I was like, okay, all right, cool.
Someone did suggest yesterday. I meant to mention this. Using the Money in the Bank cash in. But I just think it's so convoluted to have Heyman be like, don't forget this is for one title.
Yeah.
It just, no.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I also don't think Austin Theory should be anywhere near holding a world title for the future.
Ian Don Moyer, the Dan, Ian, gives us our second Ian question of the day. Says, morning, gents. Morning, Ian.
Hello, Ian.
With MJF, Darby, Jungle Boy and Sammy not having much to do at the moment, would now be the time to book a Four Pillars match? I wanted to see AEW do more 3- and 4-way matches with rising talent a la Guerrero, Benoit, Angle, Triple H in the mid-noughties.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, you'd have to come up with the right story for it, right? Rather than just going, hey, it's the Pillars, put them in a match, which Tony Khan might actually just do.
Yep.
Because he's nuts sometimes with the booking. Yeah, why not? Why not? That'd be a cool thing to throw on, like, Full Gear, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or like an anniversary of... Yeah. It's been so many years since we started AEW Dynamite.
That's good. That's really good, because the anniversary of Dynamite is next month.
Oh! Boom. There you go, TK.
3 years.
A little bump in the old paycheck for us of working that one out.
3 years, four pillars, five guys. There you go.
Yeah, sponsored by Five Guys.
Burgers.
Did I tell you about the time I took my then girlfriend to Five Guys and
she's allergic to peanuts.
She didn't eat meat. She ate chicken, but she didn't eat any beef. They don't do chicken burgers. She was like, that's all right, I just have the veggie burger. Opened it up, just a load of mushrooms in a bag. Spent about £8 for it.
A mushroom sandwich.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
Final question today comes from Ryan Connor, who writes, who in the What Culture office sparkles as much as Austin Gunn and his body glitter? I think you and I are going to have the same answer for this.
Yeah, sadly.
Should we say, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Tell three. One, two, three.
Josh Brown.
Oh, yeah. that works as well, actually.
As Nicholas.
Yeah.
He's the best dressed man in the office.
I genuinely think he sparkles when he walks in.
I think so.
Like, he's got, like, this weird aura around him.
I think he uses, like various products as well. He's a very good man.
Very good-looking man.
Good skincare routine.
Yeah.
I appreciate a good skincare routine. If you don't have at least 4 steps in your skincare routine, what are you doing?
I had 1 step this morning, and that was covering myself in aloe vera, because I've started to peel following the Great North Run.
Nice. That's good. I peel too, but the problem when I peel is it's on my bloody head.
Ugh.
Because I'm bald.
But I've always said Andy Murray is very appealing.
Like a apple.
Move on to the next one. Finally, you've probably seen this doing the rounds either because you watch AEW Dynamite last night or you're on Twitter because Simon Miller himself shared this. We've had a lot of signs, and there was a great sign on last night's Dynamite. Everyone was talking about it.
I've not seen this.
Well, it was when we had Stokely and what's his new team called?
The Firm. Show some respect to The Firm.
In there, and he's going along the line and he gets to Ethan Page. And Ethan Page saying, oh, I bloody love Canada, me. And just over Ethan Page's shoulder, we've had a Simon give this an up sign. We've had, you know, just Simon Miller signs generally. But we've never had a cutout of Simon Miller's head featuring an octopus.
Oh, is that a shoot octopus? That's not a picture of the octopus.
I can't. It looks 3D, doesn't it?
It does. That is, either way, that is, how did I not notice this? How have I not noticed this?
Yeah, Miller tweeted it with, I think, the line, let me just find this. That's it, we've peaked, you've made my entire year. Incredible work, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
What's going to happen when the octopus meets the eel?
What's going to happen when Simon Miller finally wrestles in AEW? The roof's going to come off the place.
Oh my god.
Make it happen,
TK. He's got fans in the crowd,
come on,
man.
Like, he's been doing some great... Not heel Simon Miller, which I've seen in certain promotions.
Big money Miller. Watch out.
My brain can't, but he's doing a stellar job with it.
Yeah.
Good lad.
Good boy.
Thank you so much
Top
for that
boy.
Sign.
Top onion.
And if you wonder why he's never here on our videos, because he hates us. Right, let's move. I'm joking,
loves
of course.
All of us.
He works in London. We're up in Gateshead. Yeah, Newcastle. We will get him, try and get him on some more videos soon now, I promise.
Yeah, we just live very far away.
I love being near him. I miss his musk. Let's wrap up. It's gone weird.
I like his aura of niceness.
Yes, exactly.
Makes
it rubs off
on a lot
of
us. Makes me feel like a piece of trash, because I'm a piece of trash.
Oh, yeah. I should be less grumpy, really. Yeah,
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Right, let's know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, including myself and the Daddy Boys, reviewing AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE.
This is an Onion video.
On Twitter. Big news, by the way. Don't forget, tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, we do all your silly Twitter questions. Send them over to us, Andy H. Murray on Twitter. At WhatCultureWWE. We'll pick out some of the best ones for the news tomorrow. And I think I can reveal a big debut.
Big debut on tomorrow's news. You're not going to want to miss this.
Oh, Lord,
never
coming.
Never before seen on,
no.
on the news
Very
video.
Good point.
Never before seen. Tune in. If this video doesn't do 500K... you guys are washed.
In the words of Booker T, wah, 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 wah. You follow Andy Murray on Twitter at?
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, I'm like an onion too. If you cut me, you will cry.
Follow me on Twitter at Andy Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you
Why
soon.
Did we just start talking about onions? This is weird.
I like an onion.
Diced and sliced.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.